أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, we are reading about Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a blind sahabi who was keen to learn about deen, and he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask about matters of deen. In the previous ayats, Allah ta'ala explained that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at that time engaged with the elite of the Quraysh, giving them da'wah to Islam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who always desired that everyone must accept Islam, and this seemed to be a very good way, that if the elite, the leaders of the Quraysh accept Islam, all those who are under them will also accept Islam, and this will be a great boost for Islam, and these people will also get saved from the fire of Jahannam. But Allah tabaraka ta'ala shows a great principle for that time and till the day of Qiyamah. And here also, this was a misjudgment on the side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah, in a most compassionate and beloved way, Allah brought it to the attention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And so how much more mustn't we take heed of this? So Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى. Or wo jo aaya tere paas daurta. And you consider that person, Abdullah ibn Maktum, the blind sahabi, a poor sahabi who came to you running. In spite of the fact that he was blind, he was so keen to learn deen that he came running. He could easily have tripped somewhere, being blind, etc. He was not accompanied by somebody. So we can just see his jazba, his desire to learn deen, that in spite of being blind, he was coming to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, in the era of Makkah Sharif, the non-Muslims, the Quraysh of Makkah, they always tried and stopped people from coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They should persecute them, they should vex them, they should make life very hard and difficult for them. In spite of that, Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala was going to learn deen. When he reached there and he came with a great hope, this is another point also to consider, that he had the jazba that I'm going to learn deen. And when he got there, he was sort of brushed aside. So that effect on him was also very great. So he came and he said that, oh Allah's Nabi, explain to me this ayat of the Quran. What does it mean? He wanted to learn about deen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was engaged with the elite of the Quraysh. And a few times he said, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sort of frowned upon Hazrat Abdullah ibn Maktum, that you are disturbing me while I'm giving this da'wah to the leaders, to the elite of the Quraysh. And this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not like. And Allah wanted to guide us, the whole ummah. Allah made this one source from where we learn this lesson, that we should also pay more attention to those who are closer to Islam. That is more benefit to, instead of expecting those who are far from Islam to accept Islam. This is the principle of al-aqrab fal-aqrab, that those who are closer must be given first attention, and then the other people. And this applies in everything. For example, we many times give preference to friends instead of family. Family come first and then friends come later. But unfortunately today also, we give more preference to friends than we give to family. All in all these things, we should take heed of this principle. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu was this poor sahabi with this great jazba of deen. While those leaders of the Quraysh were showing their nakhra, their attitude they had, they were not even interested. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving them so much attention. يعني عبد الله بن مكتوم was so interested and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was not giving him attention. Here we learn, for example, today to spread deen, we find, you can see the scenario very clearly. We have lot of conferences, lot of seminars, lot of publicity about it, and it appears that outwardly that deen is spreading a lot from there. On the other hand, there may be a jamaat that is very working in some remote area, in some location, or this jamaat is working in the shacks, etc. In the eyes of Allah, the work of this jamaat, which perhaps nobody in the world notices it, but this is much, much more superior than all those conferences and seminars put together. This will bring deen much more alive than all these conferences and seminars. So this is a great principle that is shown here, and if we can understand this, and commentators of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Idris Kandelvi, draw the attention of all people who are working for deen amongst the public, that they must pay attention to this, work more amongst the downtrodden, amongst the poor, amongst the weak people, so to say. Your main things lie there, and that is from where deen is going to spread. Same Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the 16th year of Hijri, he took part in the battle of Qadisiyah, which was against the Persian people. And being a blind Sahabi, but he carried the flag of Islam. And he became martyred in that battle also. And there wasn't even one sheet enough to cover him. But by Allah, what his position was, and in our eyes also, a person who becomes martyred, what did he spread? Islam. He became martyred. But the blood of a martyr makes Islam to spread in the world. These are things that we don't understand. For hours, flowery talks in beautiful halls, decorated in every way, deen will spread from there. But Allah makes it clear, deen doesn't spread from there. Deen spreads in this humble, simple ways, like in our times, where the jamaats are working right in the location, they are working in the underprivileged people. It is from there where deen spreads. And in them, the more effort of deen must be made. And it also was common, we remember clearly, many times when there were problems in India, we would find great ulama coming to the Markaz, to Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, and says to him that Allah is very angry at this time. And the only way to remove the anger of Allah is to take out more pedal walking jamaats. And these jamaats normally don't work in the cities, etc. They work in the rural areas. That is when Allah's rahmat starts coming down again. And that is the source of sorting out our problems. وَهُوَ يَخْشَى وَهُوَ دَرْتَى هِي. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum has got this great fear of Allah Ta'ala in him. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala will send down his mercy upon mankind. One person who was a top political person of the UK, when the transformation in South Africa took place in 94, little after that, there was some political meeting in London, and he met with Nelson Mandela, he says. And he asked him that the whole world was waiting for a blood bath in South Africa. What happened? How did it go? The transition go so smoothly that not a drop of blood was even spilled. Then he says, he took him to one corner, and he says Nelson Mandela told him personally that it was the pedal jamaats that were moving at that time. That time, lot of effort was made to move around the pedal jamaats, and he says it was their barakat that Allah Ta'ala made this transition so smooth. So these things we don't notice, but people who have eyes to see it, see these things, and this is how deen spread. But we unfortunately also have got Western eyes, and we look at deen spreading through modern ways, technology, etc., and in this modern ways, whereas deen spreads in that original way. فَأَنْتَ عَنْهُ تَلَحَّى. سو تو اس سے تغافل کرتا ہے. But oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are showing your disinclination towards Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. And in front Allah Ta'ala explains again that with what love and kindness Allah Ta'ala is correcting this misjudgment of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and bringing to our attention the ummah till the day of Qiyamah that what the correct channels are of spreading Islam. May Allah give us proper understanding and accept us for proper understanding and then afterwards for proper amal also, and may Allah bless us with the proper results also.